steps up to the plate. Little brother, little league, 87, he was 8. Rookie season for the skinny slugger, newly at a T-ball. Pit against a pitcher with a ripper you could eat off. Church, then a grip alone's run a third first. Granny yelling, go Cubs, nose in a word search. See MILFs like apes on a monolithic bleacher in an advocating war and peace in lieu of sport and leisure. Hi, Peggy. I was 10, chewing on a sweet tart. Little brother, left field, Queens guard. Mean arm, knees bent, two out, two on bags. When I caught him staring down at something moving through the grass. Hold up, tag runner and a whole cast rotate. Not before he could identify the culprit. Granny yelling, go Cubs. Graham yelling, go Fur. New left fielder, give a fuck about a homer. Got a homie, little rodent, head and shoulders at a supple. No baseball in the bubble. Ruh-roh, parents thought it adorable. The players followed suit, inning crawling to a close. Head coach not amused, coach seeing red. Coach on the diamond, dragging 27 inches of aluminum behind him when he transfers third. The families turn nervous. The following is a transcript. The man versus vermin. Here we go. Man stands out by a hole. Pest pops up to patrol. Man plays live whack-a-mole in a scene that would try every childish adult. Whoa, poor boy with a ball mitt thrown over the fence. Coach at the bench. Both teams lose. Good game, good game. Granny yelling, go Cubs. Cubs ain't playing. My little brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. My other brother pretty funny too. Ain't seen him in a minute though. Big brother, big idea, 9-0-16. Noi button tee, plaid flannelator, an adolescent art kid. Tony Hawk hair, skinny puppy denim, and a record player vomiting alien sex fiend. Peel sessions in a Christian home for field testing. Drill youth in a palm of your hand when your mom thinks Satan is involved in a band. We were buried in the Village Voice, checking it was playing where. Pulled his head up out the paper, pushing out a single tear. Five words like a beacon, a light in a mist. Ministry live at the Ritz, it was Christ is risen a Chris. Three loaves, two fish. Miracle of mechanized loops on 2-inch. Coming to a theater, he would be there in the flesh. Moms didn't say no, but she didn't say yes. Cop tickets, side of plot thickens. Countdown, an ultimate concert experience. Mom still worrying, why are they called ministry? Are they a cult? Maybe she would probably investigate. Bought a mag with an Al Jurgensen interview. Read a couple sentences, glanced at a pick or two or three. That's all, no fair trial. Simply, you will not be going to the show and that's final. What occurred next were the top of the lungs of a son who unjustly had lost what he loved. In a moment that would transcend anger to high art said, this is something I am willing to die for. Can you even imagine a death in a band from industrial fandom? Anyway, nobody count, no concert, and Chris kicked rocks in his mismatched Converse. My older brother is a funny dude. A lot of funny shit happened to him. We hadn't spoken in a couple months. I called him last night, how you doing?
The one that, 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 the one